Our Lady of Lourdes, the miracle that science cannot explain.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Catholic Crusade, a Catholic prayer and evangelical ministry dedicated to spreading prayer, faith, and the gospel throughout the world.
On February 11th, 1858, 14-year-old Bernadette Soubirous was gathering firewood near the grotto of Massabielle in Lourdes, France, when she experienced something extraordinary, a vision of a beautiful lady dressed in white. What began as an ordinary task for this impoverished young girl would mark the first of 18 apparitions that would transform a humble cave into a beacon of hope for millions of pilgrims worldwide. Saint Bernadette's initial vision of the beautiful lady dressed in white with a blue sash and golden roses at her feet marked the beginning of 18 apparitions that would forever transform the landscape of Catholic faith and devotion. But what makes the story of Our Lady of Lourdes so compelling isn't just the supernatural nature of these appearances. It's the profound humanity woven throughout the narrative. The Blessed Virgin's message at Lourdes speaks to something deeper than mere religious devotion. Her request for penance, wasn't a call to harsh asceticism, but rather an invitation to interior conversion, a message that resonates powerfully in our modern world of external distractions and spiritual hunger. On February 25th, 1858, the lady instructed Saint Bernadette to dig in the dry earth of the grotto. What emerged was more than just water. It was the beginning of one of the most scientifically scrutinized phenomena in religious history. The spring, which continues to flow at a rate of 27,000 gallons daily, has puzzled geological experts since its discovery. Geological surveys confirm no natural water source existed there before Bernadette's dig, and the spring's sudden appearance remains unexplained by conventional hydrogeology. Modern scientific analysis of the Lourdes water reveals nothing extraordinary in its composition. It contains no special mineral content or unique properties that could explain its alleged healing powers. The International Medical Committee of Lourdes, CMIL, established in 1947, subjects every claimed miracle to rigorous scientific investigation. Of the thousands of unexplained healings reported, only 70 have been officially recognized by the Catholic Church after passing the CMIL's stringent 7-stage verification process. Consider the case of Jean Fratel, whose 1948 healing from severe peritoneal tuberculosis became one of the most thoroughly documented miracles. Multiple physicians, including non-believers, verified both her terminal diagnosis and her instantaneous, complete recovery after drinking Lourdes water. Her case exemplifies the CMIL's strict criteria. The original diagnosis must be certain, the prognosis fatal or incurable, the cure sudden and without convalescence, and the healing complete and permanent. While physical cures capture headlines, the countless stories of spiritual transformation at Lourdes speak to a deeper kind of healing. Medical professionals have documented remarkable improvements in patients' psychological well-being, even when physical ailments persist. This phenomenon, sometimes called the Lourdes effect, demonstrates how spiritual experience can trigger measurable changes in mental and emotional health. Today, Lourdes welcomes millions of pilgrims annually, making it the second most visited Catholic shrine in the world. The Medical Bureau at Lourdes remains open to all physicians, regardless of their religious beliefs, to examine and document cases of extraordinary healing. In an age of advanced medical technology, these healings continue to challenge our understanding of what is medically possible, with recent cases demonstrating recoveries that defy current medical knowledge. As we reflect on Our Lady of Lourdes, we're reminded that faith isn't just about believing in miracles. It's about recognizing the miraculous in the ordinary moments of our lives. Whether through documented medical healings or profound spiritual renewals, the story of Lourdes continues to challenge the boundaries between faith and science, inviting both believers and skeptics to consider possibilities beyond current scientific understanding.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. We invite you to come join us in prayer by visiting our website, thecatholiccrusade.com. You can also find us on YouTube by searching The Catholic Crusade. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you in His grace.